kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Makakausap natin ngayon ang isa sa mga medical frontliners sa ating laban sa COVID-19. She works in the nursing profession. Kamustahin natin si Diane Pajarillo. Kamusta, Diane?
Hello, good morning. Okay naman, thank you.
Okay, sige. Ngayon, can you give us a sense kung kamusta na ngayon? No? What's it like in your workplace now sa ospital?
At the moment, I think it's still uncertain. Like, the hospital like leaders are still trying to, you know, prepare. But at the moment, there are a lot of planning. There's still a lot of unanswered questions. But they said to us that they assured to us that they're going to do their best. They're going to look after the staff, and they're trying to organize things and prepare talaga. As in yung mga supplies, kailangan marami daw silang in-order, ganyan. Basta sinasabi lang nila na, pero although magtipid kasi may shortage, so we need to be wise using our PPE or personal protective equipment. We're at the early stage of this pandemic, so I think, and learning from other countries, they have, alam mo yun, parang put in place mga policies and protocols to help us parang with this incoming influx of, you know, they're expecting the worst, like preparing, so they just have to prepare ourselves and both mentally as well, para may mga parang nakahandang support, parang ganun. Pero at this stage, it's very, marami pa rin talaga uncertainties. So, hindi, nasa planning stage pa rin sila. So, they're still doing slowly, parang, yan.
Okay, bilang nurse, ano ba ang mga agam-agam? I mean, what do you worry about?
So, may mga questions like, kung maging positive yung parang gano'n. Halimbawa, if you catch the virus at work, parang gano'n. Pero ang scenario kasi ngayon talaga is most of the people are in the community. So, mga young who recently traveled, it's really, there's like evidence na yung virus is imported. It didn't come here, so it was from people who recently traveled. So, and they're usually young and mild symptoms, but they're the one who can spread to our vulnerable patient in hospital. So, actually, if they're young and fit and they can, you know, cope in this virus and at home, they'd rather stay at home, because if they stay in the hospital, mas maraming may sakit doon, na mas maraming, alam mo yan, mas mahina yung immune system in hospital. So, at the moment, they try to keep those patient at home. Stay at home, isolate, rather than in hospital where they can potentially spread the virus to our sicker population.
Okay, so would you be allowed to disclose if there are COVID-19 patients being treated in the hospital right now?
Yeah, but very small. Like that, as but every day we have a daily report on parang what are the number of cases, ganun. Pero very limited. Parang out of, last time I checked is out of 20, dalawa lang yung kinip nila sa hospital kasi siguro may comorbidity, but the rest is kept it at home, self-isolate. That's why it's really important to keep yourself at home, because kung halimbawa may friend ka na recently traveled, high risk, these are imported virus, this is coming out overseas talaga, this is from overseas, so... Mm-hmm. So, yun yung potential high-risk people who recently traveled.
Okay. Bilang frontliner, Diane, what goes through your mind sa tuwing sasaba ka sa trabaho? Especially, kababalik mo lang from mat leave.
Yeah. So, syempre, kakabahan ka. Pero at the end of the day, if you don't equip yourself with knowledge, like of how, what is this virus, how is this transmitted, and you need to keep yourself up to date of what's happening. Yun lang naman eh. At the same time, syempre, ang gusto namin malaman is this protective equipment that we're using is 100% going to protect us. So parang yun yung mga agam-agam mo na. You are wearing the mask, the eye shield, face shield, the gown. So, yun, parang you will just, alam mo yun, like wish that this is enough protection. Pero I still feel lucky kasi we have the supplies, alam mo yun, na provided for us. Kasi we really have close contact if, you know, if there are potential cases, you still have to go near them and assess them, especially if they can't breathe, they're coughing, and you know, they have fever. You have to really look after them. So that's very close contact.
Okay, so what are the safety measures naman that you put in place at home, di ba? To ensure that your family is safe dahil nga meron kang sanggol. Yes, may sanggol ka.
So yung basic infection control is yung mga shoes namin, you disinfect, you have wipes at the work, tapos yung clothes mo, you don't mix. Parang pagpasok ko talaga, I consider myself dirty. Tapos parang may option ka naman to take a shower at work, may shower doon, then after you get home, you shower again, you change your clothes, ibalot mo, so you consider things as dirty and clean, parang ganun. So they said that soap and water is enough to kill, we're just hoping that this is really enough to wash your hair, wash everything. You try to do your best. So, but it's not 100%. So, but you still try to do and keep your immune system up.
Now, what fulfillment do you get, no, out of soldiering on, no, lalo na sa gitna ng kakaiba at napakahirap na panahon na pinagdadaanan nating lahat?
Ako, me and Masai, we always tell ourselves na, Leonard natatakot ka, pero he'll just tell me that this is our profession. We are here to look after the sick people. Now is not the time to back off or back out. Parang you have to soldier on. Ang gusto lang siguro natin is parang kung pupunta ka sa gera, you're equipped. You are equipped with both the knowledge, the PPEs, at saka yung support na if worst case scenario, you become a casualty, you have a backup plan. Parang you have the support. Parang this helps us to, alam mo yung calm down. Parang there's, saka nakakahawa yung anxiety ng mga, lalo na may mga junior staff kami na they've just started their nursing profession. I feel they're also, they would also cry. Alam mo yun, parang this is like a common scenario na they're all stressed kasi yung mga ganun. So we have to just look after each other, help each other. We can do this. I think we get scared with whatever we hear sa news. Alam mo yun, yung mga maraming yung mga sakit or mga, pero at the end of the day, if you're healthy, you're fit, you're doing proper infection control, using proper personal protective equipment, hand washing, and boost your immune system. If you need to, if you feel like you're too tired, not stop. Like, stop, call in sick, have a rest. Look after your body, look after your immune system. Matulog ka, magpahinga ka. Try to get all the support.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.